So, Heather, what made you want to open up Pex Arcade?
Funny thing about that is probably 2-3 months into the confectionery, people kept saying, oh, you need to open a restaurant. You need to open a restaurant. And Vic, my partner, and I looked at each other and we're just like, there is no way we will ever open a restaurant. Like, just way too many headaches. The confectionery is great for us. This works well. Here we are. 5 years later, and things evolved in a way, so many things evolved in ways that we could have never imagined. And one of those ways was the opening of Pex Arcade, our casual fine dining restaurant. What made us want to open it? Again, I think it came down to seeing there are lots of incredible restaurants in Troy. Let me start by saying that. Many of them were here well before us. And these are places that I will frequent all the time. Like, I love going out to eat in Troy. We opened Pex just seeing that there was a little bit of a hole for the type of dining that we wanted to offer. And that specifically, Pex Arcade is a vegetable-focused restaurant. Not 100% vegetarian or vegan, nothing like that. But our focus is definitely on vegetables, house-made pastas, seafood, and then we do some meats as well.
I agree. I think vegetable-focused food is something that is hard to find in many cities, in addition to Troy. So I think it's cool that you guys are doing that. So talk about the menu, since you kind of have this different focus of food. Talk about what's on the menu and why it tastes so good.
Yeah. So if you come into Pex, there are a couple of – first of all, the menu is always changing. But there are a couple of – categories that you always have to hit, or a couple of items that I am saying, like, if you're coming in for the first time, these are must-dos. So there's one dish on the menu that's been there since day one. Literally only one dish. Everything else has changed or been altered or come off or come back, come off and come back on. But we have a mushroom dish that's on the menu. It's mushrooms cooked in brown butter with hazelnuts. And it is sort of, I guess, I don't know if our chef, if Nick would kill me for saying this, but maybe it's kind of our signature dish at this point. I mean, Nick, he did leave it on the menu. He has left it on the menu entire time, so he can't get upset with me for saying it's the signature dish, I guess.
I've had this mushroom dish, and it's very, very good. It's very, 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 very good. So I think I didn't realize that it had been on the menu the whole time, though. I didn't even actually realize that the menu changes. I don't pay that much attention to detail.
It probably changes multiple times a week, actually. It certainly changes every week. But then there are a couple of dishes that will come and go even throughout the week.
So since you're focused on vegetables, do you try to stay, like, in season with the vegetables?
Absolutely. Right now, one of the dishes that is absolutely killing it and fits with the season is a squash pancake dish. So it's very similar to, I guess I would say closest to something like, or in between, like the idea of a scallion pancake and some sort of German potato. Like somewhere in between those two.
I love that idea. So another thing I want to know about is do you guys create the menu yourselves, or do you look to, like, cookbooks, or how do these items come to be?
So our executive chef and his team, Nick and his team, it's 100% them. I mean, they have free reign to come up with all of whatever dish that they want, to be completely honest. At the beginning, we all sat down and talked about the style of the menu that we wanted, but from there, it's 100% them.
And so you knew what kind of food you wanted.
Yep.
Did you know Nick before you opened up Pex Arcade, or did you just so happen to come across this amazing chef that you just had to have in Pex Arcade?
Nick totally found us. At the time, prior to us opening Pex, he was working at the wine bar in Lark Street as the chef there. And after he finished his shifts there, he would come over to the confectionery and have a glass of wine. I mean, this probably happened like 3-4 days a week. And we would just start chatting and then chatting some more. And then he heard rumblings that we were talking about opening something. And he decided that, like, he wanted he wanted to be that guy. Like, he wanted to be the person leading the charge. And I remember distinctly, Vic and I chatted with Nick, and then we took him almost immediately to New York City to check out some restaurants that really inspired us. We all came back here and chatted, and sort of like it was a little rocky at the beginning, making sure we were all on the same page. But shortly after that, we really just hit the ground running and haven't looked back.
That's amazing. Beautiful, beautiful. So talk about the ambience in Pex Arcade. It's a smidget different than the other places, but you can definitely still see, you know, the vision.
Mm-hmm. We focus on doing all of the technical things right. So providing really great service and really great food and great wine and doing those very tangible things well, but not in a stuffy way. And so it's I would call the restaurant high energy as well, in terms of both the way that everyone moves across the room, the type of music that we play, how loud the music is. The restaurant can be very romantic, but I would not say that it's quiet.
I think that's an accurate description. That's really, really cool. How did you come up with the name Pex Arcade?
Again, history. This one goes back to more or less the same time period of Lucas Confectionery, but it was much more brief. So Lucas Confectionery, again, was around for just about 100 years. Pex Arcade was like 2 or 3 years, and it was actually a department store. But the name just resonated with us. Again, it sounded, there's some fun in the name Pex Arcade. And while we wanted to take everything that we do very seriously, we still want it to be fun.
Right, of course. Food should always be fun. Oh,
the most fun. The most fun.
If people want to learn more about Pex Arcade, how do they go about doing that?
PexArcade.com or Pex Arcade on Instagram. We also, to access all of our businesses, if you go to ClarkHouseHospitality.com, that's the overarching name of our hospitality group, you can find more info as well.
And since your menu is changing so much at Pex Arcade, do you guys keep it up to date online?
If there's something specific you're looking for, I would definitely say call or pop in, because it's not, while it's a good representation of the types of dishes that we offer, it's not always up to date.
Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome. Thank you.